Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. It has four levels of defense to help keep your engine running efficiently. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were watching a movie in an old shop apartment when a heavy roof door opened all by itself.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you. It is. We appreciate you listening. And if you have a real ghost story that you would like to share with us, you know, we would love to hear it. So call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, all that stuff, you could become a premium subscriber. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
I had a talk with my ghost last night.
And did it leave you alone?
Yes. Like when I went to bed, I just opened the closet door and explained to it that I said, okay, now here's the deal. If you want to, you know, communicate with me, that's absolutely fine. I don't have a problem with it, but I need you to do it in a gentle way. Because the way you've been doing it with this knocking thing is just scaring the shit out of me, and that's not good. And so do something that's less, you know, in my face. Like, do a little rearrangement if you want on a desk, or move a little something. Don't hide my keys, you know, but just do something that's just more soft. And that would be better, because I'm really trying really hard to be a good steward of this house and to take care of it and make sure it's nice and, you know, give it a lot of love, because I really do like it, like being here a lot. But I also want to be comfortable being here. You know, give it
right.
The talk.
I think that's a great idea.
So I did that.
Always.
I didn't have any trouble last night, though I would say I was kind of nervous, you know, laying in bed. But I did think about a couple things that were odd, too, that struck me that happened with Madden. Because I said that I was surprised that Madden didn't respond when I'm hearing this loud knock, really, you know. And I did have him do a couple things. One is that he is very attached to me here. Like, he'll just be glued to me, walking around, following me around. If I sit down on the sofa, he's absolutely right next to me. He's just, you know, like at your house, he goes, he wants to get away. He just goes back to the bedroom.
Yeah.
He doesn't really do that much here. He's done it a few times, but mostly he just wants to be right where I am.
Well, and you know, you guys have moved a couple times.
And it's a new house.
Maybe and he's so I like kept thinking, still.
Yeah. So I was like, it's just a new house. But here's the couple things that are a little odd. Madden is a little schnauzer lookalike. He's about 20 pounds. And he does this thing that is kind of, I think, adorable, where he gets on his back legs and then his paws go up and down like he's begging for something. I call it his little circus dog act. He's done that like... He stood up on his back legs and he was doing that like he was looking at somebody wanting something.
Oh.
But it wasn't me. It was like somebody in a different direction of me. And I'm like, why is Madden doing his standing on his back legs begging for something over there?
That's real. That actually is more fascinating to me than the closet thing.
The next thing was I caught him looking just like at nothing, kind of over in a corner area, and doing the thing that the dogs do with their head going back and forth, like they're trying to make something out. But he's just kind of looking in this empty corner. Like he's looking at something and trying to hear what it's saying, you know? And so there's a couple things I think that now makes me wonder, there might be a reason for Madden to not be particularly upset. And yet he seems to be glued to me too.
Well, maybe so he's pissed because he's doing all his best stuff to get the treats that they seem to be dangling in front of him and they're not giving it to him. It's like, yeah, what can I do?
So anyway, like I said, I'll keep you guys posted, but there's some kind of odd developments that seem kind of contradictory. One is he seems like he doesn't want to be away from me, but yet he does seem to be interacting with something sometimes. And I think, you know, that's made me just a little bit nervous about leaving him because he does seem so clingy. When I do leave him to, you know,
yeah,
go to
I would
the
do short.
Store,
yeah, I would do short. You know, if you're going to be gone 15, 20 minutes, try that. Yeah. You know, not leave him alone for hours right off the bat.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll keep you guys posted on.
I'm glad nothing happened last night, though.
Yeah, no, nothing happened. And I had the talk. And I think I'll even do it again tonight.
I think I would just do it every night.
And
why not? You live by yourself. Who's going to think you're crazy? Nobody knows.
Right. And
I mean, just except for everybody you just told. But, well, you know.
Well, if somebody else was living with me and they heard a knock on the door, they might not think I was so crazy either. But I think that I have felt like talking to this house the whole time I've moved in here. And I do. I'm like, you know, I think I'm going to set up my office this way. And I know I'm moving things around, but I think this will be a better, and I don't even know who I'm talking to, but I seem to be explaining what I do so that whatever it is, isn't upset, you know? And I don't normally talk to myself and I still don't feel like I'm talking to myself. I feel like I'm explaining what I'm doing to something.
Do you really not talk to yourself?
No, not really.
I talk to myself all the time. But
I really don't.
I kind of think of it more as I'm just talking to my pets.
Oh, I talk to my pets.
You know.
But
I'm like, oh, I don't know. Should I, like when I'm putting up Christmas decorations, I don't know. Maybe not right there. Maybe I should do it over there. And I'll just say it. And that's like, kind of weird, maybe.
I don't think that's so weird,
okay.
I don't do that much. I really don't. I feel like since I've moved in here, I'm talking a lot, but not to me. You know, I feel more like I need to explain.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll keep you guys posted.
That's interesting, but You know, whoever lived there before did love pets. So I think that your dog is in good. I don't think they would ever, nothing bad would ever happen to Madden. I think Madden will always be protected.
I think so too. They really, you know, with the pet cemetery.
I mean, yeah, if you put a pet cemetery, you obviously love those pets.
Yeah. And mark it even with the name and everything, you know. So.
Yeah. Oh, I just, yeah. It's fascinating to me. I was really hoping you would have moved into a very boring house.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not me.
No. Well, let's go to our first story. It says, good day to all of the Real Ghost Stories online community. I have a sweet one for you. I come from a small cattle town in the panhandle of Texas. I won't give specifics. I dated an older gentleman who had a family that owned a shop on the main street of our old town. These buildings were old and outdated, and many of them had living areas above the shops. At the time, he was renovating the shop space, along with a recording studio above it and a living area as well. I was over there one night with a few friends, and we all hit it off, and I began going over more and more and eventually rented a small back room to a friend who was down on their luck. That place became a gathering center for us since we were all a little bit of outcasts. To my knowledge, nothing ever happened there beyond drinking. One night we were hanging out, just the two of us and another couple, watching a movie. All four of us came from fairly religious backgrounds. We were sitting in the living room with a kitchen behind us. On the left seat side of the room was a heavy glass table. I mean, heavy. This thing was a solid 60 pounds, with about 40 pounds of that being glass. It was around 30 years old and had belonged to my then boyfriend's grandparents. No one touched the table and nothing was on it. We all started commenting how cold it suddenly had gotten. I mean, fast, like someone had left the window to the roof open. The roof access was above the stairs to our right. We all looked over at the door. The latch was open. The door was hovering as if someone was holding it open. That door was solid wood with a steel exterior. It was heavy enough that there was a pulley system on the outside to help open it, but not to prop it open. We knew no one was up there because the only way to access the roof was through the stairs right next to us. We were all accounted for. Then something white flew straight across the room and directly onto the glass table, and immediately after that, the door slammed shut, hard and forceful, like someone had slammed it on purpose. About 10 seconds later, we were all asking each other if we had seen the same thing. Fast forward 5 minutes, we all grabbed a drink and sat back down to finish the movie. I made a comment saying, thank God, in reference to my then boyfriend's work situation improving. I don't know what that was, but I'm glad to hear the work situation improved. As soon as I said that, the glass top of the side table exploded into tiny shards. There was no reason for it. That place always felt somber and creepy. Another time, the pantry door shut on me. There was no lock on it, and I still couldn't open the door. No one else was near me at the time. That's the end of the story. I have questions. Like, how long were you stuck in the pantry? And that's from, It just said VV. So let's call her Vivian.
I'm going to call her Vivi.
Vivi. Let's call her Vivi.
What in the... Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of with you. I'd like a little bit of a fuller picture of stuff here. So...
Because to
was
me...
Was Vivi living in the house or just dating the guy who lived
I think dating the guy. She dated an older gentleman. I think that's the boyfriend. Like, okay. So he was a boyfriend. They owned the building. Mm-hmm. And then the glass table, she said something about that. It belonged to my then boyfriend's grandparents. So I think that was the older gentleman was the then mm-hmm. boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're no longer together. But so that was a table belonging to his grandparents. So my guess is his family owned that whole building. So the weird thing to me is that attic door was open. Then something white flew straight across. And then it says, fast forward 5 minutes later, we all grabbed a drink and sat back down to finish a movie. And then I made a comment saying, thank God. I thought it was going to be, thank God we're okay. Like, what happened? But then it was like, well, in reference to my then boyfriend's work situation improving. I'm like, I would have won it. I think definitely the cocktail after that. Hell yes. Definitely. Everybody go get a cocktail and then sit down. What did we just see? I was kind of surprised that wasn't what was said right there.
I wonder if Vivi's timeline is a little off, that it didn't, that it wasn't 5 minutes. It was actually probably longer. And they
I think it was 5 minutes for the cocktails. I think they let's go get a shot.
If they were mixing cocktails, all talking about it, you know, and maybe it was more like 10 or 15 minutes by the time they were like, okay, all right, I'm settled down now, you know,
it
right
does
now.
Say, about 10 seconds later, we were all asking each other if we had seen the same thing. So they immediately, like, oh my God, I need a drink.
And I wonder if it was even longer than 5 minutes, if they were just like, whew, you know, and then by the time they're like, okay, calm down. And sort of like me the other night when I was scared, you know, the first thing I did was like, you know what? I'm going to turn on music on Spotify loud and then I won't hear it if it happens again. And you know what? Okay, we've talked about it and kind of hashed it a little bit. You know what? Let's just go ahead and turn that to you. You know what I mean? Like, to bring some sense of normalcy back again, where you go, okay, I need to do something that's just super practical here for a few minutes to calm myself down.
It would be validating, though, for that everyone experienced, because everybody's like, man, it's cold in here. What the hell? The attic's open?
I agree. And when Vivi said, it was like the door was hovering, like somebody was holding it open.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And then something flies in, and it came in and landed, or did they see anything? It somehow landed on the coffee table, right? This white light, or maybe it just kind of went towards it.
Something white flew straight across the room and directly into the glass table, but it didn't break it at that time.
Okay, and it was maybe just like a light, right, that they saw, and it just kind of like went into the coffee table.
It said something white.
Okay. Weird.
So weird, but super haunted place.
Well, I agree. Like, and especially, like you said, to have other people there, and you all saw this, and you all talked about it, and then it's like, I'm going to get a drink, because I need a drink after that.
Well, and you know, it's like, okay, you could say, well, maybe somebody else had gone up to the roof earlier, because that's what it sounds like, kind of roof access, maybe.
Those doors are heavy.
They're heavy, and because it said there's a pulley system to help open it, so there's got to be a way that you can open it from inside. I don't know. But even if that was the case, those kind of doors are so heavy that you do need to have them latched or use the pulley system to hold them open.
Mm-hmm.
They're not designed to just open and shut easily.
Okay. Okay. This would involve a couple things, but we've talked before about these energy balls.
Yeah.
That come in and people like will see it in the hall or something. But something had to open the door for it to come in, right? So right there is something weird. But what if what came in was one of those intense energy balls and it got to the table and then, you know, it expanded into the glass until the glass just couldn't handle it and just blew apart.
And it was like, well, it's so nice that whatever his name is has got this new job opportunity.
And then, like, my God. But I'm wondering if it was kind of one of those, like those high intense energy orbs.
I don't know.
That came
that was,
in.
Yeah.
Something still opened up that door and it came in. but it feels like it was this intense amount of energy that it went to that table. And glass is such a conductor of energy that I just wonder if it just expanded until it sounds like it just expanded until it couldn't. And it happened to be the moment she said, thank God, but it blew up.
But the whole thing, boom, 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 all paranormal. The attic door is hovering open. Something white flies in the room. The glass table shatters.
I agree. I agree.
And then you're like, I really want to finish watching Bill and Ted. So if we can forget about everything that's happened and just
watching Walking Tall or whatever. I mean, I just think.
Yeah, what were they watching? The Exorcist?
Now we need to know. We need a little additional information on the TV show. I don't know. I definitely think paranormal, but it feels like whatever flew into the room was energy to me.
Yeah.
That's what I go with.
That was something. Very super haunted. Thank you for that story. Well, here's a phone call.
I wanted to tell you a quick story. Me and my father kind of butted heads a lot. He passed away over 20 years ago now. In my high school years, we had several conversations about ghosts and psychic connections and that. I'll give you an example. He had a project he was working on. I think he was fixing a trailer or something like that, working at a friend's house, and he'd come home every day. It was like Friday he'd come home complaining that it wasn't working. Saturday he'd come home complaining it wasn't working. Saturday night he had a dream that he was working with his friend on this project, and whatever they were doing, it snapped together, worked exactly like they wanted it to do. And so Sunday when he got to his friend's house, he said, well, I had a dream last night where I did something like this, and just like in the dream, the project snapped right together. He come home bragging about that, and I'm like, Dad, that's kind of a psychic connection. You kind of had a dream premonition, and he scoffed at that. And there was another time I'm mowing the lawn. We live out in the country, so there's no other noises around us. I was mowing the lawn, and he was working on a project probably 10 yards away from me, and I heard my name yelled. So I stopped the mower and I turned around and I said, did you just call me? And he looked bewildered and like I was just taking a breath to holler your name because I need some help over here. Probably not right then, but I did say, Dad, that was a psychic connection. And he scoffs at that. He passed away in 2001. And it was mid-November, and it was an unseasonably warm winter in Iowa that year. I mean, there was no snow on the ground, even as close to probably Christmas. This might have actually been Christmas Day. I was driving to my mother's house, her house was about 2 miles away. The church Dad's buried at is about a mile away. And my two younger children are asleep in the car, and I'm driving, and as I start to get closer to the church, my emotions start welling up. I kind of cocked my head to the left to fight back the tears. I noticed in the sky there was a heart, perfectly shaped heart, not a heart-shaped cloud, but like cirrus clouds were framing a heart in the otherwise clear sky. And I kind of slowed down, looked at that for a while, and thought, why don't I have a camera? You know, before I had a cell phone in my pocket with a camera on it. So I raced to the farm, but by the time I got there, that heart, the clouds had dissipated, and it no longer looked anything like a heart. And so I just chose to not mention anything. Sometime during that time, possibly another day, I'm not sure, but I had been sleeping on the couch because I was having trouble sleeping, a lot of it because of my emotions over losing Dad. In my dream, he walked into my living room, which he had only ever been in my house once before, but he walked into the living room, and in his best Elmer Fudd voice, which he did that voice a lot, he was a very animated man. He walked in and very solemnly said, "Bye, Brian." I don't do Elmer Fudd that well. I snapped awake, and obviously he wasn't there. But those two instances, I didn't want to try and convey that to the at the farm, mom's house, because I'd burst into tears and everyone around me would burst into tears. So I wrote it down, typed it out, printed it out, and so I could just lay it on the table and say, here's something I experienced. And after my brother read it, he motioned to me to follow him out of the house, and he said that in that same time frame, he had had a vivid dream about Dad, where Dad came to him and asked him, did I die? And Steve told him, yes, you were in a car accident. I don't know any more details about his dream, but it was all in that same time frame, and we kind of chalked it up to Dad kind of letting us know he was okay and coming to the realization he's passed away. That heart was his message to me to let him go, and that he was doing okay wherever he was. Again, I have more stories to tell you. I got one, it's kind of a long one. I'll call back later. Thank you.
Man, he had so many signs from his dad.
I know.
And that heart in the sky. And he said a message to let him go. And I think he meant, you know, more like letting the grief go.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
But I kind of took the heart as a just like an like how much I love you.
Yep.
You know?
He thought that too. he felt that too. What do you think about a couple of things? One is the story about trying to fix the trailer but having trouble, and then he had a dream that kind of showed him how to fix it. And
Yeah. Sorry, my dog.
Which I think
barking.
Is fascinating. Or, okay, now, you know, I do think that we are visited by guides in our dreams to help, you know, direct us. I think it happens. I've always believed that. Now, I think that could be a case, this could be a case of that, right? Where something came and kind of gave them a helping hand on how to fix something. Or it could be that subconsciously you're working through how to do that. And even when you, you know, thought you've shut it off and gone to sleep, maybe your subconscious has been trying some different things in your dreams.
I've had that happen with writing, where I'm stuck on a scene in a play and trying to figure it out. And when I write, I tend to get really, really absorbed. In fact, I have a new idea for something, and Kathy and I probably just spent an hour talking about it. But I get really hyper-focused and excited about it.
Yeah.
And more than once, I've had a dream that, like, I have literally written into the play. It was exactly what I needed.
Well, do you think that was that something came along and showed you, or do you think that was your own mind?
I think that was me. And I think that's what happened with the dad. It was like his brain was opened up enough that it kind of presented it to him. Like, here it is.
I'm wondering if, you know, even like he's just been so consumed with how to do this. And, you know, when we have a problem like that, where we're working and working on it and trying to solve it, I don't know that it really goes away. Even when we're, you know, relaxed and go to sleep, I think our mind can still be processing the information. And I think he did it in his dreams. Now, could it be that something showed him that? Possible. I think that to me, the mowing thing shows that incredible connection between him and his father.
100%. Yeah.
Because when he heard his father before, his father was thinking about doing it and he hadn't done it, but he in his mind, like they just had such a connection that he thought he heard him.
Uh-huh.
It was so strong. So I think you're right. I think that is a true psychic connection there with another human being. And then we have the heart one. But then the dream things, you know, where I believe you had visitation dream. I really do believe your father came to you in this dream.
And his brother. Too. Like, he came to both of them.
Well, and, you know, and the one with the brother kind of got me because it was, he asked the brother, am I dead?
And it kind of, to me, the dreams are so different. He comes to him with an Elmer Fudd voice and he goes to the brother and is like, am I dead? It just shows they have very different relationships with their dad.
Yeah. And is it that the father doesn't really know, or is it that the father is saying this to him in a visitation dream, so the brother has to say yes out loud?
Which would because be, he needs,
he, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're having trouble actually acknowledging it. And so by him coming to him in his dream.
Or the dad was like, shit.
Or it could be, especially since the dad was killed in a car accident, yeah. He said he was not expecting it. And so I think there's two ways that could play out. I think one is that maybe the father really, you know, wasn't sure because it was so unexpected. Or maybe the father was getting his son to acknowledge it and say out loud, yes, dad, you're gone.
Yeah.
For the son's, you know, sake.
And that heart thing dissipated by the time he got there because he was the only one who was supposed to see it.
That's right. I agree.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, get the advanced episodes. Get access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber then. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot.
Chalk, breathe, re-chalk.
Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Jay Shetty from On Purpose with Jay Shetty. Push it, bend it, flex it. Introducing the latest rule-bending innovation from Brooks Running, the new Glycerin Flex. Feel the freedom with a cushioned shoe made to move with you, so that you can bend or flex the rules. Brooks' new strategically segmented midsole works as an extension of your body, putting you in control of the run like never before. Want to feel the best parts of your run? Flex the rules in the new Glycerin Flex. Let's run there. Shop now at brooksrunning.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.